Hey, Seeker, welcome to the Awakening Her podcast. I am so grateful that you've been led here, and I'm excited for you that you're answering the call to manifest more magic in your life by mastering the law of attraction. So cool. My name is Talia, and I'm committed to cutting the fluff and showing you exactly how to manifest more excitement, ease, success, abundance, confidence, love, and anything else you've been craving. So if you're ready to crack the code on manifestation, amplify your intuition, and play in the quantum. We are now besties. Let's do this. Hello, my friends. Welcome back to the Awakening Her podcast. How are you doing today? Hey, hey, if you are new here, welcome. My name is Talia Joy, manifestation mentor, intuitive channel, Scorpio, mom of three, Canadian, all the things, human design reflector, here to help you on your journey to manifest what your soul has been calling for. So on this show, that's what we talk about: manifestation, law of attraction, the art of deliberate creation, as I call it. But we also talk about getting in alignment with your soul and healing and, you know, removing and clearing blocks. We talk a lot about really the process of how to create the life that you see for yourself in your mind's eye. So welcome to the show. Today's is really fun. I'm talking about 11 confusing as book signs that your manifestation is actually trying to land. So this one's going to be funny. There's, you know, some depth because it's Talia and everything's super deep. But there is also, some of it's just hilarious. The conundrums or the, like the confusing, contradictions, that's the word that, you know, the universe shows us when it's actually a good sign. It's a sign that we're moving forward. So we're going to dive in. You may feel seen and heard by the end of this, because trust me, even those people you see that are manifesting all the things or living the life, these things are happening to them too. And as you are on this awakening journey, it is this journey of, you know, learning how to co-create and really stepping into that life. And sometimes it's not always obvious what is going on. Sometimes it's super confusing. Sometimes it feels like you're taking 19 steps backward, but you thought you were doing a good thing. We will get into all of it. And before we do, I want to invite you over to Instagram. If you have not found me over on Instagram at Talia Joy Manifestation. Also to check out The Shift, which is the 2-day self-growth weekend, a virtual retreat going on in April. This is truly those of you that are on the precipice of something huge and are ready for that big internal and external shift. So talking about self-growth, self-development, releasing what you were and the limiting beliefs and the old programming and really stepping into that next evolution. We're combining energy work with teaching and practices and tools and exercises we're going to do together while we spend these 2 days together. It's going to be magical. I recommend checking that out. Also, have you checked out On the Path? That is my other podcast. It's a subscription community podcast, and we're breaking down the whole intention is the tangibles, the what to do. We have weekly assignments. We have monthly challenges. We have deep dive episodes, workshops, so much there, meditations, all the things. It also includes my entire methodology. So the first 20 plus episodes are literally bite-sized, potent trainings to take you from A to Z, what I do with my clients. It's about really the process of awakening who you truly are, which is your magnetism. So you can use that to become everything that you're meant to be and manifest. So we get into the manifestation formula, as well as healing limiting beliefs, reprogramming the brain, shifting your identity. Everything is there for you. It's so special and so powerful, as well as the weekly episodes and monthly challenges. I know it's going to be something to really help you stay on the path, implementing the work. That's really what it's about. So the links to all of these things is below. There's also more there, including the freebie library and other things that you can get into down there in the show notes. So with that out of the way, let's move into the 11 confusing AF signs that your manifestations are trying to land. These are in no particular order. Some are deep, some are hilarious. We're just going to go on a little ride here and just take inventory, because the more that you relate to, the more it's a clear signal that your manifestations are trying to land. And it's just in understanding how to read life, understanding how to process triggers. It's kind of like using your tools. Anyway, we'll get into it. The first sign is that you have a strong desire, but almost no clarity on how it's going to happen. So this can feel very confusing. So this is one sign that your manifestation is trying to land. I'm going to explain with each one how that connects back to your manifestation, because this is the part where I just love. This is like the center of what I love to teach and talk about. So when you have a strong desire for something, but you don't yet know how, it's like you're in this place of like, I have no freaking clue how this is going to happen. And what means your manifestation is even closer is when you say, but I trust that it will. So when you can get yourself into the place, or if you are in the place when you're like, I actually have no idea, but I trust that it will, that is a very magnetic place. And if you're in, I have no idea, and it is causing panic, the universe is asking you to trust and surrender. That's a spiritual assignment coming forward, to relax a little bit, to trust, surrender. You will be led to take certain actions from your intuition, but more important is just releasing the grip. So the sign that it's actually trying to land is that you have no idea how it's going to happen, but you trust that it will. So that is very, as I say, a powerful place to be. The universe is always asking us to have trust and faith that there is a life force that has our back, that our desires are being manifested, and that we are on also a self-growth journey. So sometimes that releasing of the grip is the thing that is quote unquote blocking you. So sometimes when it's like, I have this strong desire, I know I'm meant for it, but I have no freaking clue how, that is the moment they are asking you to surrender. And that's a big assignment, meaning that your manifestation is very close. So cool. I love this stuff. So number two is that you have new information, new tools, and new teachers that are coming into your life, and you're learning a bunch of new things. So this can feel a bit confusing, because sometimes there's like big things that come in. Like, for example, in my pain healing journey, I'm like, why am I in pain? How do I heal this? And then enters inner child work, and the fact that, you know, unprocessed emotion can live as pain. That was a huge bit of information that came in through various teachers and podcasts, and it just came flooding in. And all of a sudden I'm going like, oh crap, like now what? It felt like a giant mountain to climb, which was about a year and a half ago, but it was such an important part of the manifestation. So sometimes new teachers, new info, new stuff's coming in. Maybe it's about money and it's now, you know, more information about strategy or stocks or whatever. Maybe it's like money blocks and money energetics. It's all this new stuff. It can feel overwhelming. It can feel confusing, but go with that. Trust in that, especially the new things coming up and, you know, really entering your life. Be led. Allow yourself to be led. So that's a sign that your manifestation is trying to come to you, but you haven't yet learned or seen or had the breakthrough that's like the next step to allow it in. Do you know what I mean? When we're being guided, we have to get energetically aligned. So along the way, we need to have these breakthroughs, these pivots, these realizations. We get closer, closer, closer. So if you've been asking and then all of a sudden this new stuff is coming into your world, follow it. Do what you can. Go with that yes. Go with that direction from the universe, because it means your manifestation is trying to land. Okay, number three, this is super confusing. When you are seeing what you want everywhere in everybody else, right? And I can definitely relate to that. Hands up if you can relate. I'm trusting your hands are up. You're seeing what you want in other people. Other people are finding love. Other people have successful businesses. Other people have healed their body or lost weight or traveled the world or sold their book. Why can't I? And this one is so hard. Almost all of these are in some ways tests. Maybe I'll take a moment to kind of explain deeper what a test is, but for this, I'm just going to keep going here. It's a test because it's tempting you into going like, it's never going to happen to me, which is part of the energy that holds us back. So instead, we have to do a little bit of healing work there to go like, what really bothers me? But beyond that, start to use it as proof that what you want is out there. Other entrepreneurs that were similar to me that had multiple kids or, you know, were doing things similar, it used to bug me. Like, how are they doing it? And I can't do it. But when I learned to see them as inspiration, as activators for me, I go like, holy shit, if she can do it with three kids or if they can do it in this situation, so can I. And so really trying to flip that into proof is the assignment and what the universe is asking you to do. But just know if you're starting to see what you want everywhere in other people, it's actually an energetic sign that what you want is coming in closer and closer. So there's that saying that your income is the sum of the five people you hang around with most kind of thing. It's somewhat like that. Is if you are starting to see it in your field, it means it's actually coming in. But we have to learn to not see it as how we're separate from it and actually learn to see like, oh shit, like they're doing it, I can too. If you are a member of On the Path, we just did the money challenge, and one money tool I was using in one of the days was about not seeing yourself so separate from money. So if you're like walking down the street and there's a Tesla next to you or a nice car that you want or, you know, something like that, actually going like, I'm right next to it right now. What's the difference between it being mine and it being theirs? And so I was very clear in the practice. I'm not saying like, this could just be mine. I'm going to take it. That's not what I mean. But it's about stop seeing yourself as so separate from it. So again, when we start to see what we want in everyone else, let the trigger lead you to healing, but also allow yourself to go like, nope, it's not that they can have it and I can't. It's actually proof that it exists. My one last example on this is I have a dear friend, Leanne, who has been a guest on the podcast, and her fiance passed away, and he was an incredible human, my friend as well. And he passed away unexpectedly. And shortly after, within about a month, it might have even been weeks, she was on a walk with me and my husband, and we're walking and holding hands. And I all of a sudden had this feeling of guilt, like, oh my goodness, I almost feel bad for like having love in front of her. I know I got super deep here. But she's a life coach. She's a highly evolved human. She's really self-aware, has lots of tools. And I could tell it wasn't bothering her. And I just kind of asked her, like, does this bug you? And she said, no, actually, like seeing you and Phil in love shows me that like love is everywhere and it's possible. And of course, at that point, she wasn't looking for love. But instead of letting it wreck her, she actually used it as inspiration. And even at the time, I was like, holy crap, like that is so inspiring. So that's just one way that the universe is actually showing you that what you want exists. So grab onto that energy rather than let it trigger you. Okay. So number four, a confusing sign is that you are tested, especially with boundaries and your devotion to your goal. So, you know, you're tested in like, you're probably wanting to self-sabotage or procrastinate, or you've been going at it for a bit and you don't feel like you have huge progress. It's an invitation to like double down on the devotion, on the commitment, on the, you know, practices with yourself. Maybe it's your daily practice, whatever it is going on, the thing that you want to manifest, you're going to be tested around how committed you are to it. And that's not just in taking action. It's like, if you're committed to making more money, how committed are you to that abundant mindset? What about when lack and scarcity come in, right? So sometimes commitment is like, get your butt on the yoga mat or go for a walk, show up for yourself, invest in yourself. And other times it's like, can you implement your tools? Can you implement? This is the time to show up, to practice what you've been learning. So when you're tested with like staying positive or staying in the game, that is actually a sign your manifestation's trying to come, because tests, they're like a feedback system. The universe wants to see if you're actually ready. So as you show up and go, yes, I'm ready, it shows like, oh crap, she really is ready. So in this phase, like when we're being tested, sometimes we're really also tested with what I call the devil. I don't actually mean that in a religious way, but I mean your darkness, your shadow. It might be that you're tested to numb, to cope, mm-hmm. to withdraw, to say, fuck it, to give up. You know, this is that place. And I'm going to get to that in a second. But when we're tested with our devotion and our commitment, it really is a sign. Not hustle, but stay in the game. Stay committed, clear your energy, you know, do a meditation, stay committed, stay in the game. And that's, you know, it is a test. So when we're tested, we often go like, fuck, this is the opposite of what I want. This is not my manifestation. But they're kind of seeing if you're ready, if that makes sense. So number five is the spiritual flu. And I've had a lot of questions on Instagram lately and just even people's going like, oh my gosh, either I didn't know this was a thing or yes, I forgot about this. Thank you for mentioning it. It's so interesting. So the spiritual flu, what this is when you may actually get sick. You may have a virus, you may have fatigue, nausea, just being absolutely exhausted. It might be headaches, it might just feel like you've got nothing in you for whatever reason. And then again, it might be like an actual stomach bug, diarrhea, whatever. So the spiritual flu is your body is literally recalibrating to a new frequency. And when I say literally, I actually mean physically. So you can measure vibration. There is the scale of vibration, different, you know, objects, people, everything, your cat, your dog vibrate at different frequencies. So when you are clearing and manifesting and up-leveling, your actual vibration, according to like if someone held like, I don't know if it's like a tuning fork, whatever the instrument is, your vibration is rising in your life. And that takes a recalibration and a releasing, right? I always talk about that. Equally as important to going forward is the releasing. And that's what happens when we get the spiritual flu. A fever like literally boils old shit out of you. Something like vomiting, diarrhea, even menstruation, it carries things out of you. It's literally removing toxins from your body. So headaches, it's a recalibration of your energy. And I'm not saying every single headache, this is what's going on. I do believe that there's other reasons we can get headaches. I know if like my back is out or whatever, but when you're going through upgrade and then you get sick, you feel depleted, you feel exhausted, you just all of a sudden you might be going like, is it hormones? Is it the seasons? Is it depression? Like what the heck's happening? Try to just be like, my body's recalibrating to a higher frequency, especially if you've been doing work on yourself, which you have been, you always have been, right? So you've been seeing big things, pushing through big things. There's been, you know, lots of astrology stuff going on. It's just time to recalibrate. So often in this spiritual flu, your body in some way or another will call you for rest. And that's the way you just kind of know that's what's going on. So you might get irritated and overwhelmed and just feel like you need a day or a week off, a really good sleep in or something. Or as I'm saying, you might get physically sick and experience symptoms. Just know it's powerful. It's important. I actually, not to get too into it here, but I believe like COVID and all these other viruses often are opportunities, you know, for us to recalibrate. I remember when I had COVID, I don't know, a couple years ago, it felt like it was a huge motherfucking cleanse. And I came out of that, I feel like a different person. So, you know, whether or not that's why the only reason it's here or all these other things, when we get sick and as we are going through this awakening time, there will be patches where you're kind of knocked down and you're just being called to rest and recalibrate and let your body do its thing. So really, you might just want to slow down. Don't overbook yourself. Have some tea, watch a funny movie, sleep in as best you can. I'm saying this from a mom of three. Whenever people say like, oh, I'll just have a quiet evening and sleep in, I'm like, haha, I have like three kids anyway. But truly, your body's calling you for rest in this time. So that's number five. Number six, it kind of backs on that, but it can be where you're feeling heavy and you have a lot coming up. So in this one and the spiritual flu, how that relays to your manifestation is that where you are going is higher vibration than where you currently are. That's for all of us, right? We want something quote unquote better, higher, more abundant. That is a recalibration of your vibration to be able to attract it. So the spiritual flu helps you to upgrade your vibration, which allows your manifestation to land. When we're feeling heavy and like there's a lot coming up, I mean that more now emotionally, like there's just a lot. There's a lot of, you know, heaviness, maybe even sadness or grief or anger, just deep shit that maybe you've even felt like, you know, I thought I dealt with this. It's a purification process just the same. Awakening is a magical process. It's the same as manifestation, meaning as you awaken, you manifest more. As you access more of who you are and recalibrate, you manifest more. It's easier. It's the same process, really. And so as things are coming up, it's because your soul and spirit team and source in general is helping you to see what's in there that's been blocking you. So sometimes, you know, I'm asking for new things and then all of a sudden like insecurities or pain or like, you know, issues from childhood will kind of re-come up and I'm like, what the heck, right? It is the time to, yes, rest, like we said with the spiritual flu, but also just to kind of be like, what's been coming up? Use it as useful information because your manifestations are trying to land. So they're trying to cleanse away what no longer serves you, what you don't need moving forward, what is quote unquote blocking you. So that's why a lot's coming up. So I would recommend either talking to someone about it or processing it in a journal, even just writing without the story involved and all the emotions. What have I been feeling lately? Maybe you just start writing sadness, anger, resentment, alone, you know, unseen. And without again getting too far into the story, just seeing that and being like, yeah, these things, they live in me. And I want to now rewrite these things. And if you're part of On the Path, you can go into the healing work, self-love, nurturing yourself. And it's asking for healing. It's asking for a little bit more self-growth in the healing and sort of reprogramming way, but from a place of love. It's not that there's anything wrong with you. It's just that these things are kind of, you know, programming that doesn't fit with where you're going, that needs to be healed and processed. So that's why things can come up and feel heavy. You might have even a pain flare up or, you know, kind of feeling off. And that is exactly that. I would just ask if you were my client saying like, I've just been feeling heavy. My first question would be like, what is the narrative that's been coming up? Like, oh, I don't know. I just feel so alone or I just feel, you know, unsafe or unseen or whatever. It's a heavy one, right? But it means that what you want is on its way and they're trying to recalibrate you in the quickest way, mind you, in the quickest way so that you can have what you desire. It's beautiful, but that's why it's also confusing. Because it's like, if I'm manifesting, shouldn't I be like dancing around just like money and more money and more money and more blessings? So how is feeling heavy mean I'm manifesting? This is why I say these are very confusing. But when you learn to see this process for what it is, which is what that's what I'm obsessed with. That's what my gifts show me. That's my absolute area of genius. You see, it's actually like a purification system. Rather than something bad that's happening, you're not off track. I promise you, you're on the right path. Okay, so number 7 is a little bit similar to that, but this is where you are massively triggered into it's not happening. So a confusing sign that your manifestation is on its way is that you feel like it's not happening. How fucking confusing is that, right? But what this is it is like the temptation from the devil. It's the temptation to go like, it's not happening for me. I'm going to fold in the towel. It's not possible. So there's a couple things that are going on here that could be going on depending on your circumstance. All of them still mean your manifestations are happening. It could be that the direction in which you're going isn't quite right. So in my pain healing journey, in my business, in my almost anything, fitness, there's some things that it's like I'm going in the right direction, but I have yet to make the pivot that goes like, oh, right? So sometimes when it's not happening, like with my pain journey, I was trying different supplements. I was trying different like juices and cleanses and different things. And it's like it was working, but it wasn't happening. And then I'd have flare-ups and be like, fuck, all this effort, it's not happening. It's because I hadn't yet found the exact thing that was gonna free up way more space. So the breakthrough, right? It could be that you're in the right direction, but it's almost like keep going, keep exploring, keep being open to new possibilities. This is where I bring in the mantra, like I am open to creative possibilities for income, for healing, for business, for mental well-being, for inner peace. I am open to creative possibilities. And so when you feel like it's not happening, number one, it's the devil just whispering. And by that, I mean, the inner ego, the critic going like, it's not going to happen. Give up, right? So don't give up. You're going to be tempted to say, fuck it and walk away and go, maybe it's not meant for me. Maybe I'm not cut out for this. That is your smaller self tempting you. And it is the sort of part of you that doesn't want you to succeed from the wounding tempting you. But in this manifestation game, it's important for us to be like, okay, maybe I need to pivot. Maybe there's something I haven't yet seen, but it doesn't mean it's not happening. And that's what this sign is asking you to do. Anything other than it's not happening, right? So this is where I can say, I don't know how, that number one sign. I don't know how, but I trust it will. That's what we need to pivot when we feel like it's not happening. It is happening. And I'm open to creative possibilities. I'm open to my next step. So sometimes maybe we've been trying to crunch something into a box that's not quite right. Maybe there's something missing in your business, or you're trying to make a move, but like the house you're meant to move into hasn't opened up yet. So you're just kind of going like, it's not happening. And if we stay in, it's not happening, we will ensure that it doesn't happen. So it is an assignment, and it's also a test, because there's a bit of a redirection happening. There's a little bit like they're wanting you to shift a little bit your approach or to soften. So maybe when you feel like it's not happening, back up a little bit, stop maybe trying so hard or anxiously looking for the answers, back up, have a bath, go for a walk in nature, take a breather and say to yourself, it is happening. And I'm open and available to my next step. I know I'm meant for this. I know it's happening. I just don't know yet how or what to do next, but that's where I'm open. Guide me. Sometimes I just need to take 32 steps back and go to the ocean and take a day off and have a good nap and refresh the scene. So hopefully that helps. Number eight is that you're receiving tastes of what you want. Again, confusing. You're receiving little bits of what you want, but not the full meal deal. You're receiving like a little bit of extra income, but then like also extra expenses, or, you know, a little bit of luck, or you find like a dollar or 50 bucks, but it's not like the money you really want. So this is really confusing, but it's also a really good sign. Again, it means that the manifestation's energy, so like the energy of the money you want or the partner or whatever, it's making its way into your field. So you're starting to get drips. So the key here when we're getting these drips of it coming in is to be grateful. This is where we become so grateful for, like, I put my hand in my pocket and there was a $5 bill, or my peanut butter at the store was half off, or someone paid me back, or a client paid in full. Like every little thing, I have to go, thank you, thank you, thank you. If it was about abundance, if it's about health, every day, every moment, I'm not in pain, not every moment, but I'm acknowledging those times where I'm like, I'm not in a flare up right now, or today my body feels good. So when we get these little wins, number one, gratitude, also see it as evidence that what you want is coming into your experience. If you see it as what you want is not coming in, because it's only small, then you won't get on the momentum. You won't ride the wave. Do you know what I mean? Like you'll miss it and it'll throw you around because you're looking at it like it's not happening. So when we get these little tastes of it, we got to go like, bam, win, right? So again, if you're a member of On the Path, this is the tool Evidence of Success, which we've talked about before. It's about learning how to see the evidence of what you want in your experience rather than not. So it is in some ways a test, but it also just means your manifestation's coming. So it's a confusing sign, but it means that it's on the way. You're getting drips into your experience, which is a good thing. Everything starts with a few drips. All the millions of dollars don't come at once. It comes dripped in, right? Even if you are going to win the lottery, you still get evidence of abundance before it comes in. You start feeling more magnetic. You start, like, everything works on momentum. If you pour a nice cup of coffee straight out of the bodum or whatever, it starts with a couple drips before the cup is filled. So use my coffee analogy and know that it's proof it's coming in. Okay, number nine is that in addition to your, like, I don't know what's going on, I don't quite know how, it's not quite happening, you're also experiencing bouts of random excitement or calm or peace or giddiness or like it within you, or just even like, oh, I feel super chill for no reason. So when you're starting to feel, even though it might oscillate, it's an up, it's a down, that's the journey, right? But when you're feeling these like, oh, I feel so peaceful, so content, that was such a good meditation, or you just get these like floods of excitement. I get this all the time, especially the more magnetic I get. It's just I'll be driving and I'm just like, I won't make all the noises I make in my car because I get super weird. I'm like, oh my God, it's happening. But the key is that it's not because I just made a lot of money or I got a lot of views on a thing. It's actually just from within. It's just like, I may not have all the answers. In fact, I don't fucking know what I'm doing half the time, but I can feel it. So you might relate to that, or it might just be like random bouts of like really sincere gratitude that's very like exciting, like overwhelming, like, holy shit, this is my life. Even if it's just little bouts, but it comes for no reason. Not because somebody did something nice for you and then you feel excited. That's great too. But what this is source filling you with the feelings of what is to come. It's this rehearsal of what's to come. It's this implantation of what you're about to feel. It's like slow drips from an emotional place, not just from money coming in or luck or people. It's like this inward, like, this is a taste of what's to come. So when you feel giddy, just allow yourself to almost like envision the future and go like, oh my goodness, it's happening. It's so happening. Like, good job, me. Yes, yes, yes. And just soak in that moment of gratitude, peace, calm, giddiness. And I love with my giddiness, when I start getting that, I'm starting to get it just talking about it, but flowing through me, I'll like put on a song. I'll just squeeze it out if I can, if I'm in the place where, you know, I'm not in the middle of driving or making sandwiches for my kids or something. It's like, I'll squeeze it and be like, yes, this feels so good. Like, this is the life. And sometimes I'll say like, yeah, $1 million or $20,000 or my book's a number one bestseller, and I'll use it as a quantum exercise. That's not where I intended to go here, but you can always do that. But the point here is that you're getting random bouts of giddiness and excitement for no reason. And that can be confusing because you're like, wait a minute, the money hasn't even come yet. And sometimes we shut ourselves down. I can't be giddy or excited. It's not even here yet. And your head kicks in. No, no, no. This is a preview of what's to come. This is a sign of your recalibration. It's a sign of your higher vibration. So go with it. And number 10, we have one more after this. Number 10 is you're getting out of nowhere unexpected detours. So this may be physically in your car, but most likely you're like going along and you're even maybe like thinking something's good. And then all of a sudden, smack, detour, where something doesn't work, or what you thought was going to happen, there's a delay, or, you know, something, relationships end, or some sort of detour, especially when it comes to your manifestation. Like, for example, I have a client who in business, she's going along and she's scaling her business and everything's going well. And then over the course of a couple months, it's like she fell out of love with what she was doing. She's like, what the heck? As soon as I start kind of like making traction, I feel like I don't want to do this anymore. I want to go in this direction. And that's actually the universe guiding you, saying you're getting more magnetic, but this is actually the direction. And you might be feeling a detour, not feeling so great, but feeling like you've just been almost roadblocked. And I like to say this, there's actually a podcast episode on this show called this, but roadblocks are detours in the right direction. So whatever way you're being detoured, the spiritual assignment, the thing that we need to do is learn to trust the process and learn to go, okay, I thought I was going in that direction, but I'm going to trust in this, because the universe knows what you want. And again, it's about raising your vibration and attracting it, or getting you on the same plane as it. So sometimes in business, practical stuff, you're trying to find love, you're trying to figure out where to move or what direction you want your career to go in. And all of a sudden something comes in and it might totally go against what you thought was going to happen or where you thought your success was going to be. So fucking confusing. And I know that as a business owner, as a health seeker, as a mom, as a human, as a self-growth person, you know, places I've lived. When we bought this house, it wasn't even in the city we were looking at. It was a total curveball, but it ended up being the best house ever. And that's a story in a different thing. But we have to trust these. Roadblocks are detours in the right direction. So when you're being detoured, even if you don't know what's going on, it's better to just trust and like take your hands, like put your hands up and surrender and just go with it, because life is gonna life. And I've learned that when we trust in the direction of where our life goes, usually it is unexpected, and usually it's much better. And usually in the future, you're looking back going like, oh my God, I couldn't have planned that better. Or I didn't anticipate moving here, or this ending, or that starting, or me selling everything and traveling or starting a business. I had no idea that was going to happen. It scared the crap out of me, but I'm so glad it did. The universe is refining you in the way that it's releasing what you're not. And so sometimes we've built a life up on our previous selves. And so we need to be detoured, life to show us, you know, where we need to go to manifest what we want. So the best thing here is to go with it as best you can. I've had massive pivots in my business, things aggressively shut down where I ended one business, started another, and I didn't see it coming, you know, a week before. And I'm so glad I did. So continue to trust in that. But detours, being detoured, even if it feels like what the heck, that is a sign that your manifestation is actually trying to come to you. It's your willingness to be guided. It's your willingness to be a student. It's your willingness to go with it that will determine how fast it happens. Or are you going to try to continue pushing the way that isn't working, right? I feel like I just got advice for myself through that. Thank you. Okay. And the last sign, number 11, the sign that your manifestations are trying to land, we love to talk about this, is signs. And the one that's confusing here is when you're getting a bunch of signs with no clarity, with no actual clear direction. And I have times like this with myself, with my clients, where they're like, okay, I'm seeing all the ones, but I still don't fucking know what you want me to do. Sorry, this episode's a little feisty, because it is. It's confusing. It's funny. We're talking about it. It's life. We're thrown around like a washing machine sometimes, but I promise it's in a good direction. So signs with no clear direction. This really does mean like you're on the right path. It's kind of like the breakthrough, the person, the thing is coming. So don't abandon ship, stay on the path, but you may not yet have the clarity. Continue doing your work, continue using your tools, continue reaching for that higher place, continue meditating, go out in nature, like hunker down into your core values and what's important to you. It's like basically keep going. But sometimes I have clients like, I just keep seeing fours. I don't know what's going on. And they're Googling it. Go ahead if you want to look up each number and what it means. But to me, what I see from source, what they want to say to you is just that these reoccurring synchronicities and signs are them saying, yes, you're headed in the right direction. And for you, it's probably a direction of self-growth, of pushing yourself, being brave, but also healing and trusting. And that is messy. So sometimes we don't just get the 111 and then the yes, leave the relationship, or yes, choose this job, and no, don't move there. It's a path of self-discovery. We are on a journey of self-discovery. It's not a race, but actually what allows us to manifest faster is, as you can hear with all of this, going with the flow, with trusting, with seeing the evidence of your success and kind of going more with it than resisting it. So when we're getting all these signs, for you, it might be butterflies or lots of numbers reoccurring all over the place. This is even me right now. I'm constantly all different numbers, like fives and sevens and nines and ones and twos, and I feel like all of them. And it's just literally like, stay here, stay present. You are not alone. We are with you. That's what's really coming forward in those letters, is like, stay the path. Stay open to being guided, because you may see all these numbers and walk into a bookstore tomorrow and be drawn to a book, and then it ends up really helping you in a massive breakthrough, or it changes your life, or it gives you a really important tool. It's not necessarily that you need to know one big thing to fix everything. It's like, keep going on your path, keep doing the work, because manifestation and self-growth, as I know you can, you know, probably attest to this as well, it is a moment by moment. It's continuing to be in the growth. It's continuing to be self-aware. It's continuing to regulate your nervous system, continuing to show up for your goals. So often those 111s or 333s, it's literally just saying you're on the right path. And I know times when I look back and I was so focused on hating myself or punishing myself, like in my really dark times, I was mad at my parents, or I was angry at this, and I felt gross, and I was sabotagey, and I was really, and that's not necessarily, quote unquote, the right path. So the fact that everything may not be clear for you right now, but you're in the path of self-growth, you're yearning for more, you're doing bravely the work and whatever capacity that you can, whether you're investing huge or you're reading books or whatever, you're doing it. So stay the course, stay on the path, and really when you're guided, when you're inspired, take that inspired action. But more importantly, when you're seeing these signs, even without clear direction, they're basically just saying, keep going. You're doing a great job. So that is where we will end today. Quick recap, 11 confusing as fuck signs that your manifestations are trying to land. Number one, a strong desire. No idea how, but trust that it will, or a strong desire without the clarity. So no idea how it's going to happen, but I trust it will. Number two is new information, new teachers, new tools, new concepts coming into your life mean that your manifestation is trying to come. Number three, you see what you want in other people. You're seeing what you want everywhere in other people. Number four is tested with boundaries, tested with devotion, being tempted by the devil to fold and give up and, you know, drink or numb or cope or whatever. It's just a test. It's difficult, but it is a test and it is a sign that higher life is trying to come to you, a higher way of being, and they're going to see, you know, which way you're going to go. Number five is the spiritual flu. Number six is feeling heavy with a lot of like emotional stuff coming up. Number seven is you're triggered into feeling it's not happening. Number eight is you're receiving tastes of what you want, small drips coming into your experience. Number nine is you're experiencing random bouts of excitement or calm or peace for no reason. Number 10 is unexpected detours left, right, and center. And number 11 is receiving signs even when you don't have clear direction, but you're seeing those signs everywhere. So all of these are really good signs, my love. I am so proud of you. Again, if you want to take this work and really implement it, you know, pen to paper, nose to the grindstone, implementing this work, I would highly recommend joining On the Path, a monthly subscription, a monthly community. You can choose to come and stay as long as you want. But I hope that this helped you today. I want you to know you're on the right path. Your manifestations are close. I hope you have a fantastic day and I'll see you soon. Hey Seeker, thank you so much for listening to this episode today. I truly hope that it served you and helped you on your manifestation journey. So if you're ready to really learn how manifestation works so that you can have the freedom to create whatever you want, I invite you to On the Path. It's a private podcast community that will help you to manifest your goals and stay on the path to your most fulfilling life and your highest timeline. This is where I guide you through transformation step by step, helping you to cultivate devotion to yourself, master your energy, do the inner work needed to release resistance, and manifest a life that lights you up. We both know that you're ready, that you're evolving, that you're transforming, that you're ready to quantum leap, and I am ready to offer you the tools and the education you need to move forward. So come and join me on the path. The link is in the show notes below.